You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates in studio with some fellow DCEs, DCEs to be. They're DCEs in training, students who are preparing to be directors of Christian education at Concordia University Chicago, spending a little time in studio with me today to learn about what is the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? What are all these various entities within our organizations and branches and offices and things like that of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center and various offices here in St. Louis? In studio with me today, a number of, three DCE students from Concordia Chicago, Nicolette Johnson, a senior in the Concordia DCE program. Good morning, Nicolette.
Good morning.
And Hannah Russell. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
And Will LeBeau.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for spending some time out of your little tour to help us learn what DCEs are learning these days, DCE students are learning at Concordia University Chicago. What prompted you to consider the DCE program as you, when and what prompted you to start thinking about this? Who wants to take that one?
My story is probably the most convoluted one, at least. So I started college at Ball State. I was a psychology and criminal justice major. Originally wanted to be in the FBI, actually.
That would prepare you well to be a DCE.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, dealing with those children, those criminals. and then I spent a summer at Camp Luther Haven on staff. And
Which Camp Luther Haven?
That's a good question. Camp Luther Haven in Indiana, not the one in Idaho.
Did you kiss the moose?
I have kissed the moose. That moose has seen some stuff, let me tell you. Not by me, but just in general.
Poor moose.
We have a tradition at Camp Luther Haven in Indiana where we kiss the moose if there's birthdays or if you didn't go to Polar Bear, which is like our morning routine thing. But my campers made me kiss it a few times, yeah. And then God called me after that summer to really be in outdoor ministry. And then I asked, you know, the people who I trusted in camp ministry, hey, what do I have to do this? And they were like, you should probably be a DCE. And so I looked into a couple different ones, and I settled on Concordia, Chicago, just because I liked the campus. And it was closer to home than most of the other ones, so... Yeah.
And closer to Camp Luther Haven.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm. We share something in common. I met my wife at Camp Luther Haven, and she also is a DCE.
So, really?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. I love the Lutheran bubble.
Lutheran bingo. Did you not get your bingo card when you came in today?
What?
I think I would have already filled it at this point. I mean,
well, we'll see you this summer. We'll be at family camp this summer, so we'll be there for the annual chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah, you should go to that.
Camp Luther Haven. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, Will, thanks for sharing your story. Let's see. Hannah, how did you find out about the DCE program? Did you have a DCE in your life?
No. Initially, I grew up in a small church here in Missouri, and then we moved because my dad got a job, and I started at a church down the street in Arnold, Missouri, and met just great people that, like, had a heart for, you know, God and serving Him and just living your life for Him. And in that process, I went to the National Youth Gathering when it was in Texas. And I was like, man, like, I want to do this for a living. Like, how can I, like, bring this joy to youth? And it just by chance, they were in the process of calling a DCE. And they were like, hey, like, come be on our call committee, because we think this is something that you should do. And so I did it, fell in love, visited Concordia Chicago. And I was like, that's it. I'm coming here. It's like home away from home. And here I am now. I'm also an elementary education major, so dual cert, getting the best of both worlds, school, church, love it all. Just
excellent.
Want to preach to those kids or teach them.
So you're back in your hometown then.
Yeah, I'm back in my old stomping grounds.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
Nicolette, tell us about your DCE story.
Yeah, so I'm from Rochester, Minnesota. I went to Redeemer Lutheran Church, and I actually had a DCE, Michael Harvey. Amazing dude. So I initially felt the call to go into DCE ministry when I was in high school, like young high school, but honestly, I was kind of afraid of it because it was a lot of public speaking, and of course, everyone hates that at that time. And I also felt like I wanted to make a lot of money and go be a doctor or something. So I initially was not going to be a DCE. I signed up to go to St. Cloud State to study athletic training and physical therapy. And then, you know, God kind of used his ways, as he does, to get me back into DCE ministry. And so a few weeks before before school was about to start. I went up to my mom after this mission trip I went on, You Can Do, great mission trip, and said, Mom, you know, I need to go be a director of Christian education. And you can imagine, like, 3 weeks before school, it's kind of like, what? Are you kidding me? But that was the call, and my parents got on board with that. And I contacted Concordia Chicago. They have a great staff that got me right into the program with scholarships. And, you know, Kevin Borchers and Debbie Arfson were great at just taking me under their wings and bringing me into the program. And so that's where I'm here now, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. This is my dream job.
So tell me about the nature of this trip. You made you took a little field trip to St. Louis from Chicago. What was the purpose of this trip? Trying to decide who. I guess I could point it at someone.
Right. Hannah? I'll start us off. Well, it's technically a class, a commission ministry class. Kind of ironically, I'm not in the class. It just didn't fit my schedule, but they let me tag along anyway because I'm a senior. And the purpose is just to get to know the resources that are here in St. Louis, because there's so many. You have the seminary that we just came from. You have, well, here, of course, with the radio station. And we're going to see CPH, Concordia Publishing House. What am I missing?
We saw CTCR.
Oh, yeah.
The youth ministry office.
Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The district office.
You name it, if it's in St. Louis and it's LCMS related, we're visiting it today or tomorrow.
True. Mm-hmm.
So how has this been helpful? I mean, it's a lot to take the short time that you've been here. How has it been helpful to you so far, Nicolette?
I had no idea.
You're taking notes.
Yeah, I took so many notes because I had no idea all this existed. I especially have been impressed with Lutheran Hour Ministries. I thought they were just a place that threw out devotions, but then I found out they're so much more. They have like programs, like a thing on Facebook called Thread that they're using for outreach, and it's been really helpful to see that our synod is very outreach driven. They want people to know Jesus, and they're doing it through whatever means they can, and they're really focusing on trying new things and targeting people that have not. That, you know, maybe we've kind of forgotten those areas. Like, a very common thing has been family ministry that I've heard all over is that they're really geared towards we need to start getting connected with our families. And that's really awesome because that's what we're excited about, too, and that we've been hearing through our professors and our classes, and we're getting ready to do this summer.
Will, how has this field trip been helpful to you?
Well, I mean, it's opened my eyes to a lot of resources that I didn't know were here. And you sort of know, like, the ministries that are in this area, but you don't really know what they can offer you, like, as a church worker in general. So getting a hold of those resources and understanding what they can really offer a DCE and why they're important as a thing, so.
Has it been helpful to see actual faces behind the resources? Because you hear about resources from time to time. And I'm sure when you go, speaking of resources, when you visit Concordia Publishing House later as well, to actually meet people that these aren't just like arbitrary things, that there are real people associated with these that are actually doing the work behind these things.
Yeah, I thought it was so cool. We were meeting with like the youth ministry team, and we like asked them like, what's one resource that we can like should plug into? And they were just humbly like, you know, we put out a lot of things, but honestly, just the relationships that you build with people is the most important resource that you can have. And like, we hear it all the time, but to hear it from the people that are producing the resources to state that, hey, like your relationships with, you know, your neighbor are super important and great resources for you to have. That's, you know, not a book.
Will, were you going to say something?
Yeah, even building on, she took some of my thought, but like building on that, putting faces to those resources and building those relationships is part of the reason, one of the reasons why we came.
Right.
So it's been really great to see all these resources and say, hey, my name's Will. We might, you know, be meeting in the future. We might need access to these resources to put names and start building that network as DCEs that is just vital. No matter what you do in ministry, you're always going to need those types of relationships.
We have just a couple minutes left. What has been, you visited a number of places. What has been perhaps something you've learned today that you didn't really know, or something that was a surprise to you in your field trip so far?
Oh, I'll start us off. We just came from the seminary, and just hearing like how they're training the pastors right now. I think they're going through some sort of new curriculum, and they've added this new focus of really teaching the future pastors to work with other leaders such as DCEs, teachers, deaconesses, parish music people, just what does that team ministry look like and how we can use one another's gifts and serve one another as we do ministry together. Because in the end, we all have the same goal and focus of sharing God's love with others. And so just hearing that from them is kind of reassures me as I go out that I'm going to be working with these men in these pastoral roles that are trained and are just as excited about working with me as I am with them.
Anything else that was surprising or something new that you didn't expect?
Yeah, well, I just felt very encouraged by what our synod is doing. Like, when we talk to CTCR, they are really trying to hit hard topics that people are facing right now. And even the youth ministry office and all the other places we talk to, they really want just to help people and to show them the love of Jesus. And it's just very encouraging for us to see that because now we get to go out and do that too. And we know that we have a lot of support. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to see all this.
Well, as seniors, that means that class time is winding down. The practical application is coming very soon. DCE internship placement.
Yep.
That happened last week.
Just happened recently. And so do you know where you're headed?
Yes.
Yep. Where are you headed, Will?
I'm headed to Easton, Pennsylvania, to a church called Faith Lutheran Church. It's about an hour and a half south of New York City. I'm super excited about it. I don't know a lot. I know I'll be working with a pastor, Pastor Christopher Krum, and I'm very excited to work there. But we'll find out more about all this at orientation in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hannah, where are you headed?
I'm heading to small town Union, Illinois, with a bunch of apple trees and cornfields, so kind of going back home. And it's St. John's. It's a lovely people there, I know.
I'm going to Lord of Glory in Grays Lake, Illinois. I already met my supervisor and a bunch of people from the congregation. Amazing people and so excited for ministry because they got it booming already.
Amen. Excellent. Well, congratulations, seniors. I know that you can see some light at the end of the tunnel, and it's very exciting to be preparing to go out on internship. Thanks for coming and spending some time here at the International Center to learn about all the various aspects of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Blessings on the rest of your studies. Thanks for being on the Coffee Hour. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.